Beginning the analysis of the 2023 crop yield, yes, before harvest wraps up. And there's an eye-popping stat unrelated to moisture that we'll discuss coming up here on Muddy Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Andy Peterson, brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
There's a lot going on in production agriculture in Iowa at all times. No question about that. Operating the combine, also analyzing performance at the same time. And Troy Bauer with our friends at BASF says making notes is important as it relates to yield analysis. And the eye-popping stat so far on some of the early data is that soybean fields that had been continuous corn prior for a long time are showing better yield results, likely because of soybean cyst nematode pressure.
Yeah, it's a weak yield of some sort. You can't figure out why. Definitely take the time to get a soil test out there. But yeah, we've got stuff from anywhere from the 2,000 eggs, you know, per 100 cc up to about 40,000 eggs per 100 cc of some tests coming back from Iowa here this fall already.
That's a lot. And he says the testing doesn't have to be complicated.
Typically what they'll do is you can send them off to many different labs do this. And you can have them do basically one out of every so many, take it four or five. You can do it by grid. You can do it by hotspot. You can do it by whatever you want. You know, the cost obviously comes into play there. And you have to make those decisions with how do you want to test for this. But definitely get a test to get a baseline, however you get that done, whether it's one composite sample from across the field or across a, you know, multi-acre grid of whatever you choose to do. You don't need to do it on every single one like we typically do on a grid sample. Just get a base set.
Now he says, believe it or not, soybean cyst nematode continues to be the number one soybean yield robbing pest here in Iowa. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.